Sometimes I would get a girl real easy. Other times it took months. In this case I'm telling you about, I just took an opportunity and got a real quickie. Don't know what happened to the girl, but it kind of shows how most of my conquests went. I was watching, driving along with one of my younger sons, when I see this girl walking along. Looks like she was coming back from the store down the road. It was summer, and she was wearing cutoffs and one of those short bikini tops. She was average height, with medium brown hair pulled back in ponytails. I guess she was 14 or 15 years old. Far as I could tell from the car, she had a real pretty, innocent face. Her tits looked like to be real small and hard, but her hips were already like a woman's, nice and curvy. My cock began to throb the first time I saw her. I knew that no man had gotten into that mouth or those hips yet, and I wanted to be the first. I drove by her a few times, checking her out. I liked the way her ponytails bounced and her little pussy swayed as she walked along on her little feet. Guess she was enjoying summer vacation before school started in a few weeks. I noticed a spot ahead of her where she had to walk over this small creek. There were lots of trees and bushes there. A couple of houses were close, and there was some traffic, which meant that this would be kind of dangerous for me. But I really wanted that girl, really wanted a chance to put my black baby into her belly. I decided the gamble was worth it. I'd just be extra quick about it. I told my boy, Kevin, he was 8 back then, that I was going to have a little fun and that he could be the lookout for me. So I parked the car and we ran over to the creek, hiding behind some bushes. At the last moment, I remembered I had a camera. I told my boy to bring it. I had this notion for some time that I should start taking pictures of my girls and what I accomplished with them. I figured I could sell them for quite a number of photos, which did turn out to be the case. Anyway, I waited. I was real nervous because of all the traffic and all. In fact, wasn't even sure this girl would keep walking and end up over here. But sure enough, after a minute, I see her coming. I hid behind a bush and waited. And as she began to walk by, as luck would have it, no cars were coming right then. She was pretty all right, with nice tanned legs and perky little tits. Shit, I couldn't wait to get to her. I timed my rush and then leapt out and grabbed her from behind. I put one hand over her mouth and wrapped another arm around her chest. Then I quickly dragged her down into the bushes. She was so surprised that first she only gave a surprised squeal. As I pulled her down the slope, though, she began to fight and began to scream. I punched her and pulled out my knife. "Don't make a sound, you little bitch," I said, and threatened her with my knife. She had real big blue eyes, and they were just full of fear. She was trembling now, but stopped her screaming. I looked around, but didn't see anyone could have heard us. Still, those houses were close by, and there was no telling who might have heard or seen me pull this young lady off the street. The cops could be coming right now, so I decided to finish her real quick. I liked the feeling of her soft young body squirming against mine. I could feel her curves and smell her perfume. There is nothing like holding a teenage girl. I rubbed my hungry, throbbing cock against her hips and ran my hand up her blouse. Her tits were small and hard, and her little nipples were erect. Maybe I was turning her on a bit. I know that lots of schoolgirls dream of getting nailed by a black man. Maybe I was this honey's dream come true. Anyway, I pawed and kneaded them really good, felling her virgin meat.
"Oh, please, mister, don't,"
she whispered. She was trembling and scared to death, but knew better than to resist. I took a good look at her face. She was really cute, all right, the way lots of young girls are. Had freckled cheeks and a full mouth with nice red lips. Looked like she had used this lots of lipstick this morning, trying to look grown up and all. I leaned down and kissed those lips hard. She shivered and squirmed in my arms, which made my cock just go about wild. Shit! I didn't know just kissing a girl could be such a turn-on. But that's the way it was with this one. I ran my long, thick tongue into her mouth and played around inside her for a bit. Her eyes closed hard. I knew she was disgusted by my tongue in her mouth, but that was too bad. In a minute, she was going to have something else even more disgusting in there. I heard some clicks. That was my boy taking pictures. The sound brought me back to reality. I hated the idea that I didn't have more time with this schoolgirl. She really turned me on, more than most, but time was short. Sure, as well, didn't want to get caught porking some teeny bopper in this white bread town. With that thought, I pushed her to her knees. She began to cry, but it was clear by now that this one wasn't a fighter. Too young and too scared. Good thing, too, since otherwise I might not have had time to do her. Anyway, I pulled my cock out. It was just about fit to explode. Her eyes got real big when she saw my black prick erect in full glory, thick and black and pulsing. From the look in her eyes, I bet she had never seen a prick before, much less one as big and potent as mine. Well, time to give this baby an education. Do me, you little hoe, and then I'll let you go. Just make sure you swallow, I ordered her. She didn't respond, but just looked at me with big scared eyes. I grabbed her head by the ponytail and began to push her face down onto my waiting organ. Her head was tense, and there was some resistance, but slowly her head bowed into position. Meanwhile, my boy was busy taking pictures. I told him to go slow and make sure there was enough film for later on. Only had one roll. When my cock tip touched this full red lips, I almost came right there. Shit, that was a turn-on. My meaty cock pressed against her mouth. The girl held her lips held close tightly, firmly together as I ran it against them. Looked like she didn't want to do this for me. I gave her ponytails a hard hank, and she squealed a bit. Then her lips slowly parted. Oh, yeah, little girl, I moaned as my long black snake slithered into her face. I moved it inside her left cheek, and then the right. It made a big pulsing bulge there. It looked great, her young freckled face with a vein black cock stuck between her full red lips. I could feel her teeth and her sweet little tongue. Her eyes were wide open, staring helplessly at my thick black rod as I began to move it in and out of her. I began to face fuck her, moving in and out. The girl wasn't much of a cocksucker. She clearly didn't have any experience in this area. She just sucked it like a straw and didn't know how to use her tongue right. Still, the sight of a young white schoolgirl sucking my manhood made up for her lack of skill. Maybe I'd come back some other time and teach her to have given a black man a proper blowjob. Meanwhile, this would do for now. For a while, there was no other sound other than her crying and her sucking, and the slap of my hairy balls against her face. I kept forcing my cock as far as possible into her head and was able to get quite a bit of it inside. Shit! Once or twice I thought it was going to pop out on the other side of her head between her ponytails. Meanwhile, my boy watched with a big smile on his face. This was an education for him too, I guess. After a few seconds, I could feel clumps of sperm well up from my big balls. I stopped stroking and grabbed the girl's head and held it tight. She knew what was coming. Her whole body got tense, and I could see her make hands, make little fists. Then I exploded my load. Motherfucker, yeah! I yelled as I fired my seed right into her brains. The girl groaned and gagged and then began to retch. She tried to pull away, but I kept her head pinned to my sputtering organ. She shuddered and began to swallow as fast as she could. I just kept ejaculating like crazy, firing one creamy spurt after another. Soon, sperm was dripping down out of her mouth, even though she was trying to keep up with the flow. Finally, I shot my last spurt and pulled out. The girl collapsed to the ground, sobbing, semen dripping out of her mouth and chin, staining her blouse. I noticed that there was a nice red ring around my cock shaft, too, where her lips had wrapped. I bet when she was putting on lipstick this morning, she never dreamed it would end up smeared on a black cock. She looked so cute lying there, her sweet girlish thighs jiggling slightly in those short cutoffs, that I decided I'd risk taking another minute. I just had to mate with her. I knew it was dangerous, but I just had to be the one who bred this little babe. So I leapt up on her and began to pull her shorts down. The girl cried but didn't really fight me. I had always found that girls rarely resist after they've been forced to give a blowjob. Don't know why this is. Maybe all that sperm in their brains has that effect. Anyway, I pulled her cutoffs down. She wore pink panties with little birds on them. Shit! I hooked my fingers around the elastic and ripped those off, too. I threw them off into the bushes and settled down on top of her. Her young, tight body felt great beneath me. I could feel every curve of her schoolgirl body and still smelled her perfume, even though now it was mixed with the smell of my semen. She was trembling and crying, but still made no effort to fight me off. I inserted my throbbing baby maker between her thighs. They were soft and warm, ready for the taking. I began to push into her virgin girlhood. Shit, this was really a tight one, and my cock was just massive. I kept pushing and pushing, trying to pop her. Finally, after one big thrust, she yelped and moaned. I knew that this meant as the flesh gave away and I slowly penetrated. Another white virgin bites the dust. I heard Kevin taking more pictures like crazy. My cock gnawed into her sweet young body, inch by inch. The girl panted and yelped as it chewed into her virginity, and her soft, curved hips moved and shuddered. Shit, this felt great. After a minute, I had my organ fully into her. I leaned back and admired my work. A teenage schoolgirl on her back with my black rapist baby maker nestled within her hips, filling up her virgin body. My cock throbbed inside of her as she squirmed and moaned, impaled and conquered. Although she was tight, she was pretty, moist inside. I laughed. Maybe her white girl mind didn't want me, but her body sure did. It looked like the idea of my strong and black potent seed inside of her, using her for reproduction. I began to pork her with the old In-N-Out. With each thrust, her small hard tits would bounce, and she'd yelp and squeal. I had already taken way too much time, and so I really went to work. It was great inside of her, nice and tight and moist. Since this one was so obedient, I ordered her to wrap her legs around me. After a moment's hesitation, I felt her lift her legs and slowly coiled around me, and then the click as her feet touched at the small of my back. Man, I wish I could have taken this babe home with me. She was such a natural turn-on. I just rode her, thrusting and porking, while she moaned and squirmed underneath my breeding rod. So I bawled my new girl hard for a couple of minutes until I felt my final triumphant load travel down my cock shaft, her whole body tense as she awaited her fate. And then I exploded and claimed her as my latest victim. Our bodies shook together as my seed flowed into her. Her eyes were wide open and staring at me with this vacant, raped look. I leaned down and kissed her and stared back into her pretty blue eyes as I ground thick clumps of my life into her conquered body. It spurted again and again until sperm dribbled down her thighs and onto the ground. Finally, after seeming like forever, the girl unwrapped her legs. I pulled out and watched her roll over onto her stomach, whimpering softly. As for me, shit, I felt great. What a way to start the week. I put my spent cock back into his cage and left the scene of the crime, taking her panties as my trophy. I never did see this girl again, so I don't know if she had my kid or not. My boy claimed that he saw her some months later, and she had a really big belly. But I never did see for myself if this was true or not. Anyway, the pictures turned out great, especially the part where she first started that blow job and during that first part of the mating. He got a really great picture of the look on that girl's face when I penetrated her. I made quite a bit of money off of those pictures, too,